Is it even worth making a call to your elected representatives in government when they do something infuriating? Are they listening? That's what's supposed to happen in a democracy, isn't it? The folks from Power Lunch Humboldt are here to help us raise our voice and put the system to work for us, the people. So today, people, while we still can, we're going to try and communicate with our government on Through the Eyes of Women. I'm your host, Emma Burkhan. That's what's next on KHSU. Take me to my leader. Welcome to Through the Eyes of Women, a program about the lives and perspectives of women local, national, and international. These are divisive times, so it's a given that anytime our American government does anything, some of us are going to be unhappy about it. Fortunately, we still live in a democracy. That means we get to tell our elected officials what we think about the things they do. You may be hearing a lot of buzz about your friends calling into their representatives' offices to voice their concerns. How does that work? What does it do? Have you tried it? Power Lunch Humboldt is rallying people in person and online to make their voices heard. We're talking to Elizabeth Connor and Halima Collingwood from Power Lunch Humboldt. Hello, ladies. Welcome to Through the Eyes of Women.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Elizabeth, would you please tell us, what is Power Lunch Humboldt?
Well, Power Lunch Humboldt, it's an action group. We meet weekly and we make phone calls. We make phone calls on urgent and important issues, on national matters, state matters, and sometimes local matters. Basically, we call about issues of social justice and democracy. Preserving our democracy is a pretty important issue in these times, but we're also calling on issues of economic justice, social justice, and environmental justice.
So I think we are seeing, maybe particularly in social networking, a lot of encouragement for regular people to go ahead and reach out, call their elected officials, let their voice be heard, say, this is what I like and this is what I want and this is what I don't want. So please vote accordingly because I elected you. Is this a more organized version of that?
Yes. You know, after the current administration got elected about a week after that, and following the Women's March, a lot of people in the county were interested in expressing their opinions to our current administration. We were seeing and hearing things that really concerned and upset us. And so I know a lot, you know, I have a lot of experience, 50 years of political experience, and I felt like I could put that to use and make it easier for other people to call. I met a lot of people who want to call, but didn't know how to do it or weren't confident enough. By the way, we decided to meet as a group and in the daytime so that we can call our elected officials during the daytime and reach them in their offices.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people were overwhelmed by the situation. They didn't expect to have the president we do. Many people were feeling upset, annoyed, angry, and so there was a feeling of negativity. And through Power Lunch Humboldt, you're able to express what you're feeling in a really kind way, in a thoughtful way to our elected officials. And it turns that negativity into something really positive, especially because you're doing it with other like-minded and caring people.
So how does it work? If I want to participate and show up for Power Lunch, what am I going to see?
So we've been meeting every week, and people come in, and we've got a nice location there. And you come in, and first the thing we'll do is tell you briefly what issues we'll be calling about today and ask you to pick which issue you want to call about. Then after you get some lunch, which we do partly to provide community and a nice place to be as well as actual sustenance for what we're doing, we want to make the whole activity lovely and fun, like Halima said.
Okay, this is going to be important to some of us, Elizabeth. What's on the menu?
What's on the menu is always a vegan lunch. It's homemade soup, homemade bread, and homemade cookies. And occasionally other things show up that are yummy, like spinach balls and things.
Or fruit.
Or fruit shows up. So that's really nice, and people grab that. And then at 12:10, people show up at 12, and then I give a briefing on the issues that we're calling about today. Sometimes I'll give a quick update on issues that we've been calling about. The purpose of that is to have people, when they call, feel really familiar. And even though the script might be short, they feel enough background that they can feel comfortable and confident during the call. Also during that time, we do a quick training on how to make those phone calls.
That's right. One of the important things is you're speaking to a staffer generally. if you get a response, if it's not the voicemail. You're speaking to a staffer, and they're just doing their job. So you really want to be kind. You don't want to be angry or annoyed. You just want to have a little discussion, but you want a brief reason that you either oppose or you like something that that senator is going to vote on. So you just want to let them know how you feel.
And about how many people are showing up for Power Lunch every week?
In the first couple of months, we had somewhere between 50 and 70 showing up. Now it's down to about 20 or 30. And a lot of people choose to call from home. And a lot of people get the email with the call sheets every week, and they call from home. Or they call in other groups around the county or even in other states. So we still have about 30 people showing up regularly, which makes a really good lunch and fun calling group. A lot of people report that when they're calling with other people, it's a lot more fun. And you might have one call that's a little hard, but then you hear other people around you keep calling, and it just makes it a lot easier and keeps you motivated. By the way, at the end, after the calling, we have a wrap-up. And so that's a chance to sort of share your thoughts, what worked well on this call, what this person said, and it gives me feedback as the organizer as to which calls went well, how did it work calling that agency. Because in addition to senators and congressmen and our own representatives, we call other representatives that are not our own. Maybe we might call potentially swayable Republicans, a group that I've been sort of keeping track of on certain issues. And we might call, if a bill is in a certain committee, like the Armed Services Committee, we'll call the Republican members of that committee to give them our opinion. And then we might also call, aside from representatives, sometimes we'll be calling federal agencies or leaving messages at the White House. But again, our point is to make people feel comfortable in their calls and to make it easy for people to pick up the phone.
And I can do this from anywhere. I can come to your location and have that camaraderie and some lunch and do this. But if I just want to know who to call and how and where, I can do it from any place. I can do this from Florida or Dubuque and be participating in Power Lunch Humboldt.
That's right. Some people do just come to the briefing and pick up the sheets, and they feel more comfortable calling from home, where other people really favor the camaraderie.
And some people actually go and sit in their car, or they sit outside. Because if you have 20 people all calling, we try to encourage everyone to speak quietly. But sometimes it's hard because you're getting into this topic that really matters a lot to you, that you care about. So people will spread out around the room, or some people will stay for 10 or 15 minutes and then go home, as Elizabeth said, and call from their house.
So let's step back for a moment and talk about you two individually. Elizabeth, let's talk about your 50 years of political experience and who you are and how you got here.
Gosh, yeah, I started when I was 14. You know, when I grew up, there was the war in Vietnam, and I saw pictures of little kids getting napalmed. And I started to question things that our government did, and I've been a political activist ever since. And, you know, I've just worked on a lot of issues. And I have worked for other elected officials. I was the legislative director for the Boston City Council. And for Congressman Barney Frank, I was his legislative director. And so that's one of the reasons that I know that phone calls next to visits are the most effective means of communicating with your representatives. And that's why we do phone calls. And since I've also been an elected official myself in those 50 years to the Arcata City Council, and so I know a lot about what works in a phone script and what doesn't.
I think a lot of us are just skeptical about whether we are going to be heard. Now, you're saying you've been on the other end of that phone and those calls do matter. Halima's saying that you can possibly get into an actual conversation. I imagined that the person picking up the phone would just be saying, okay, thank you for your input, and ticking a box and saying goodbye. But you're saying there's occasionally going to be an actual discussion with a staffer when we do this.
Actually, people are receiving a lot of phone calls since Trump was elected. There have been more phone calls than ever. And we've seen information about that. Our own Congress member Jared Huffman has commented on it. He's really great. And if you're on Facebook, you can like his page and find out things. So we know that it's really working, but they don't have a lot of time. And we don't want to take a lot of their time, because Jane next door to me is going to call them in just a minute. So I want to make sure she has time.
And in general, when we call our own elected officials, it might be a somewhat longer conversation where, in addition to telling them how we'd like them to vote, we might end that conversation with a question that says, so can you tell me if Senator Harris is planning to support this bill? And the staffer will tell you yes or no. When we're calling people other than our own representatives, generally, our call is going to be very short and sweet, and it's going to say, I'm calling to ask Congressman so-and-so to vote against Measure 249 or AB 249 because, and we'll give a reason, thank you for taking my call. And as Halima said, you know, one of the pieces of training we give is we want to be polite when we call. We want to be brief and to the point, and we only want to raise one issue per call because, in general, what we're doing is just trying to get our viewpoints recorded. Staff people give their representatives a list every day or every week, depending on how that office works. How many calls did we get for or against these issues? And in general, that's simply what you're trying to do is get it recorded. Longer is not better. It's taking up people's time, as Halima said, so the calls are brief. With our own representatives, we might have a longer dialogue, but with other representatives and offices and agencies that we call, it's a very short call to record our opinion. I want to say something, too, about, you know, different ways that we know our calls matter. You know, when I worked in congressional offices and at Boston City Council, we used to say that one phone call equaled about 1,500 to 2,000 letters. And it's way more with emails. And the reason is this, is because it's hard to pick up the phone. And so people know that. So when by saying it's hard, it means you have to feel passionate to be willing to do that, as opposed to clicking on an email, which is fairly easy. And the person on the other end knows that. Now, writing a handwritten letter also can be impactful if it's totally handwritten and whatever. But these days, letters are tough because they usually don't get there.
Well, we spend hours composing them in word processors and taking out the swear words.
Well, there's that.
So, Halima, if we can take a step backwards and ask, how did you find your way to Power Lunch Humboldt? What's your origin story and involvement?
I've been a quasi-activist all my life. I've been to demonstrations like the Vietnam demonstrations. I've been very active politically. I've always kept in touch with what's going on. As I said, I felt very frustrated and upset by this election. When I heard about Power Lunch Humboldt, somebody invited me to the Facebook page. I looked at it. I went, hallelujah, that's for me. So, yeah, it's just a great opportunity. Another thing is I have been on an election team. When you vote, I've been one of those persons that gives you your ballot. I've wanted to be on a phone bank. I've always wanted to do phone banking and call up, say, people from my particular party or from other parties and say, this is why this person would be good. These are the issues that they deal with. Through doing this, I feel much more confident when we have our election in 2018. I plan to be somebody who's making phone calls. So this has given me a lot of confidence and security in my own ability to think quickly, to speak comfortably, and I'm really grateful for this opportunity.
I can't tell you how good that makes me feel. And to hear the number of people who have said something like that, that they didn't have confidence that they could make a phone call, and now they do feel that and are regulars now, it's a very gratifying thing. And for me, right after the election, I should say, you know, like a lot of people, I got really bummed out, depressed. Even despair might not be too strong a word. And then I remembered that old saying by Joe Hill, you know, don't mourn, organize. And I sort of corrected that, well, first mourn, then organize. And so, yeah, that's why a week after the election, and when I saw the energy at the Women's March, but I could also see that a lot of people didn't quite know what to do with it, for me it was such a gift that I could use my skills and my obsession, if you will. I have a keen interest in all things political, and so a lot of people didn't know how to wade through the 40 issues that were being thrown at them, right? How many? I mean, every week it's like deportation or civil rights are being taken away.
It's every day.
We have to triage this.
And so the purpose of these, we don't just make random calls. These calls, we're always focused on the calls that are going to be the most effective, that are timely. We're calling the right committees. Yeah, we want people to be effective, and we want to call on issues that other people around the country are calling on, so it's, we're not just the Lone Rangers here. We want to be part of a river, not just a little, you know, sprinkle. And so, yeah, that's where I put my skills to use, and other people are responding to that.
You're listening to Through the Eyes of Women. I'm your host, Emma Bracon, and we're talking to Elizabeth Connor and Halima Collingwood of Power Lunch Humboldt. We are making our voice heard on important issues, calling up the people who make those policies that we love and hate and want to know more about. We've been talking about the value of speaking up, and we're going to be trying it today. I am going to be making my first call with Power Lunch Humboldt today, or at least we're going to role play it so that people get a chance to hear how it plays out. Halima, you said that this is all right work for a quasi-activist. We don't all have to have Elizabeth's decades of work and experience. We don't all have to be on a first-name basis with Barney Frank.
Yeah, and that's why I said quasi, because politics has always been important to me. My son is a professor of political science. It's been in my family. I've gone to, I sing with the Arcadia Interfaith Gospel Choir. We've always sung, and I've always gone to the Martin Luther King celebrations and events. It's always been the fabric of my life since I went to college. I suddenly found out what was really going on in the world. So, as you say, I'm not an activist to the point that Elizabeth is. But it doesn't take that to participate in this. It doesn't take that to be a responsible citizen. What it takes is your voice, in however loud or quiet you can present it.
Right. Some people come and they just read the phone script. Other people come, and as they get more comfortable, they sort of ad lib a little more. But the phone scripts are written in a way that really you can just come, read the issue, listen to the briefing, and you will feel comfortable making your calls.
That's right, Elizabeth, because nobody is really going to challenge you. Who you speak to is not going to say, well, why do you think that? But what about this issue? No, they're recording your viewpoint. That's it. So it's really simple.
Exactly. And so, right, it's not like the person on the other end is going to argue with you, well, why do you think climate change is important? And you're going to have to defend climate change or something, or the Arctic wildlife refuge or something.
So we are trying to give them an easy, pain-free call. They are probably hearing from a lot of impassioned people. They're probably hearing from a lot of different viewpoints. And we're trying to give them something that is going to let them easily digest our viewpoint, whether or not they agree with it. They're not going to debate us. They're not going to argue with us about whatever topic that we're calling on.
Yes, again, and that's the exception might be if we're talking to our own representative. So suppose we're calling our state assembly member, Jim Wood. And suppose we're calling our state assembly member, Jim Wood, about his support for the universal health care bill, AB 249. And suppose he says, well, I support it in principle, but I can't really do anything. And so our script now says that's really not quite sufficient. We need you to do a little bit more. And so we're wondering whether Assemblymember Wood would be willing to meet with Senator Laura to talk about the bill. And is that something that Assemblymember Wood could do for us? So the staff person might say, well, might argue with you in a little bit, not argue, but say, well, Assemblymember Wood does support the bill in concept, but he can't do more because.
You know, and also, a lot of our phone calls are to elected officials out of California, out of our district, you know, out of our state. And so we're just giving our viewpoint. They don't even have to know where we're from. We have various techniques of appearing to be from that state. But even then, it's not like we're telling anything that isn't true.
Are we required to be a constituent of the person we're calling?
They often would like us to be. The way they set up their answering messages, say from Senator Ben Sasse, he's from Nebraska, and he might say something like, I'm so glad you Nebraskans are calling today. Please let me know what you think about such and such. You don't have to say, well, I'm not from Nebraska. But because this is a national issue, this is something that's affecting everyone, I feel it's my duty and responsibility as a citizen to let you know how I feel. You could say that.
And one thing that's a little unique about the call sheets that I prepare are that we don't just call our own representatives. We do call people, anyone that might be able to have an impact on the bill. So if the bill is, for example, Well, right now, for example, we're calling on AB 249, the California Disclose Act, and that bill is in the Senate Rules Committee right now. This week, that was one we called on. And so in addition to calling our Senator, Mike McGuire, we also called the staff of the Senate Rules Committee to ask them to give a message to the chair of the committee and the members of the committee that were in favor of this act. And then we called all the members on the Senate Rules Committee, even though they're not our direct representatives. And the purpose is just to let them know we support the bill. If they do ask, well, I'm not your representative, or the staff person says, you know, you're not in our zip code, then we say, well, yes, you're on this committee, so we wanted you to have our opinion about this bill.
And when we're calling people from California, then we have certainly more latitude to express our viewpoints and sometimes have more of a conversation.
So let's see how it works. Let's role play me as someone who has called politicians before, but never with Power Lunch Humboldt. So we're going to start. We're going to have to pick who I'm calling and what I'm calling about. You've got these great sheets that you will make available to anyone who asks for them. You're saying anyone who emails Power Lunch Humboldt and asks for this information, you will give them a sheet of issues and people to call. So how did we narrow it down a little bit? Because it's kind of a Sophie's choice. If I'm only making one call today, because that's my hypothetical scenario.
That is one of the problems people do complain about, is there's too many issues to call about. It's really hard to pick sometimes. So really, I just ask people to pick which one they feel most passionate about, and I might alert them to there may be one or two that are more urgent than others on certain weeks. So this week, I picked a sample call for you that was a call we made this week. It's a very important issue and very urgent issue, and it's about the fact that it's about a bill where they want to do drilling in Alaska's Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. They're sort of starting the drill baby drill drumbeat again.
Well, I sure would like for that not to happen.
And I'd like you to call our senator, Senator Feinstein.
I'm going to call Senator Feinstein, and I'm going to...
And you'll find the number right there on the page conveniently.
I've got her San Francisco office. I've got a script. I've got a description of the bill and the issue. I've got the contact information for Feinstein and Harris.
Mm-hmm.
And I am going to role play calling in. You're going to guide me. You have given me, I think, a good foundation for what I'm about to do. Sometimes it's a little scary picking up a phone and talking to somebody.
Do you have any other questions about the bill?
I do not.
Okay, good.
I do not.
And Halima's going to play the staff person.
Okay, Halima.
In Senator Feinstein's office.
And first, I'm going to be the telephone ring. Hello, this is Senator Dianne Feinstein's office. My name is Gina. How can I help you today?
Hi, my name is Emma Bracon. I'm a constituent from zip code 95501. And I'm calling to express my strong opposition to S-49 because it would allow big fossil fuels companies to drill in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. We don't have many untouched places in this country, and we don't need to start tearing up our refuges for more oil and gas. Can we count on Senator Feinstein to oppose S-29?
Well, Ms. Feinstein hasn't decided yet what she's going to do, but I can certainly give her your response and your viewpoint.
And is hearing from constituents like me going to be part of what she is factoring into her decision when she does know what she's going to do?
Well, we've had a lot of phone calls, as you might imagine, and I'll certainly let her know what you think.
Thanks for talking with me / taking my message, period.
Have a wonderful day.
You too, Gina. Thank you. Okay, so that's how a phone call works out when you are brand new and cold and reading from the script. Now, are the people working in these offices going to hear this script a few times?
I have my checklist right here, and I just marked you off that you are against this drilling.
And what is that going to do? Dianne Feinstein knows that I am against this drilling. She hasn't decided how she's going to proceed on the issue. What happens next? Was my voice good for anything?
Yeah, well, that's what I say. The staff will give the senator or the representative a report, either daily or weekly, depending on how their office works. And so the senator will hear that. And you bet senators care about what their constituents think. And you bet this stuff is having an impact. It was really nice to hear, what's the guy's name on MSNBC? O'Donnell? Lawrence O'Donnell says last week. It was his assessment, Justin. He's been in politics for years, too, and he says, the reason that Republican health care bill died and the ACA lived for now is because of the resistance, is because of people making phone calls and showing up. So we know that. I remember Jared Huffman talking about on the health care bill, and he says on TV, he says, well, I got about 5,000 calls on this, so I know this is important to my constituents. And I got about 3,500 emails. And the second was just sort of a thought. It's the calls that really matter. So, yes, you bet they care what people do. And Susan Collins, for example, the Republican senator from Maine who has voted against the health care bill, said that the phone calls from all over the country influenced her a lot. And Power Lunch Humboldt callers can feel really proud about that because we called a lot.
And we are one group of other kinds of groups in this area. I have a friend who saw something that I had put on Facebook about it, and she said, I'm so frustrated. I live in Seattle, and there's no groups up here. I really need to find out how to do this. So I told her to go onto our Facebook page. I would approve her, and she gets all the information every week. She calls from Seattle. So you see,
and all she had to do was go to Facebook and type in Power Lunch Humboldt, and she found you guys.
That's right. And she could also write to us at powerlunchhumboldt@gmail.com. Want to give me the address, and we'll put you on our calling list.
So as we approach the end of our time together, ladies, what, Elizabeth, will be the future for Power Lunch?
We've been meeting every week since the inauguration, and starting in September, for a variety of reasons, probably to be most effective, we're going to start going every other week. And so we're going to meet the second and the fourth Thursdays. And that'll be starting September. So our first date is September 14th will be the next meeting, and at 12 o'clock. And we meet near the Creamery building. There's a sign there, but you can go on Power Lunch Humboldt to find more details. And we really look forward to seeing you there. And if you're a first time caller, we'll make it easy for you.
You know, one of the things that we do when somebody is new, we just suggest they sit next to somebody who is experienced and listen to how they talk and how familiar they may be or whatever their style is. And that helps people to feel more comfortable.
It really is a great group of people. People have fun when they come, too.
We do.
People report that, it's just a really great group of people.
Well, thanks so much. Thanks for making it happen, ladies. Thanks for coming on Through the Eyes of Women and telling us about it. You want to know more about being politically active, getting your voice heard, and getting a good vegan meal down with some fresh bread? Look up Power Lunch Humboldt. Go to our blog for more information. Thank you so much for being here, ladies.
Thank you.
That's great.
You've been listening to Through the Eyes of Women. I've been your host, Emma Brecon, and I've been speaking with Elizabeth Connor and Halima Collingwood of Power Lunch Humboldt. If you want to learn more or get involved, look them up on their Facebook page. Just type in Power Lunch Humboldt or email powerlunchhumboldt@gmail.com. Through the Eyes of Women is produced for KHSU, located at Humboldt State University. Thanks to today's engineer, Katie Whiteside, and to our entire production team. You can listen to this show again anytime in Through the Eyes of Women's permanent blog archives. Visit our blog at khsuwomen.com and join us again next Monday at 1:30 right here on KHSU.